राधिकायै तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च हितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमाप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। My humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual guru, Om Vishnu Parshi Shrimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesho Goswami Maharaj, and same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. In beginning of my preaching, I remember Devendra Prabhu went to India and he inspired me. Not only, so much inspired me that you can preach in Fiji so well. Because there are Indians and Biharis and you can speak fluently in
Hindi.
At that time, I not speaking so much English. Very some person to translate. So when he inspired, I came to Australia. I stayed in his house and then to Brajavallabh Prabhu and preached. And then we went to Fiji. More than about 20 devotees we were. And preached Lataka and Suba and Lambasa, especially Lambasa. More than 10,000 persons. They told that 20,000 persons will come back. It was so rainy day.
Big flood.
Still they came. So I'm indebted to Devendra Prabhu. He should speak only 2 words and then I will speak 10 minutes to 15 minutes. Standing. The seat is so low. I cannot see.
All the devotees.
So it should be high. There you should make a hat, please. Where is Paramananda?
Paramananda
Prabhu. You should make arrange there. My seat should be somewhere. Go on.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Vidhaya Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda. For a good day, ask me to say a couple words. We don't know what to say, but actually, I'm indebted to him. I think we all are. Keep saying it's my mercy, but it's not my mercy. I take it as my Divine Master, Srila Prabhupada's mercy. There's a saying in the West, do the right thing. So it was just the right thing to do.
At the right time.
Mercy comes in many ways. Like in the body, there's different types of air. Air that moves the eyelids, air that makes you speak, air for digestion. So in the world, there's different types of mercy, many different types of mercy, but the utmost mercy is what such a person as the Satguru can give. And I think that's what we've come here for. People come for different reasons. But Spiritual Master is full of compassion. That word compassion is actually a Latin word. And the word passion means suffering. And come from that means to suffer with. So Spiritual Master, not that he suffers, but he sees the pain of the living entities. He tries to help He just wants us to be happy. So it was a few years ago, Srila Gurudev first came here to Australia, and it's nice to see that there's so many devotees around the world now, from Australia and Fiji and everywhere else, that I personally take it as Srila Prabhupada's divine glance, mercy is upon everybody and helping Srila Gurudev and his mission. Just by the glance, just by seeing such a personality like a pure devotee, even if you don't understand the words, but just to see, that can melt the heart. Once in Japan, Srila Prabhupada came and he was walking off the airplane, and there was a Japanese man taking a lot of photos, and he was ducking on the ground on the right, taking so many. So Srila Prabhupada took extreme notice of him and asked, "What is your name?" And his name was Stone, S-T-O-M-E. And Srila Prabhupada thought he said Stone, S-T-O-N-E. And he said, "This Krishna conscious movement can even melt stone." So I think Srila Gurudev has taken our hearts. And I thank him very much for this opportunity.
Thank you, Krishna. Thank you. After my katha. I remember one shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. And this shloka has been told by Narada Rishi to the father of Krishna, Vasudeva. Really, it has been told by Sukadeva Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj, who was cursed that a snake will come and bite you after 7 days. So Sukadeva Goswami wanted to know that whether Parikshit is, Maharaj is feared or not. Yes. And that is why he told that shloka. And that very thing Narada is telling to Vasudeva Maharaj. Bhayam dvitiyad avinivesatasyat ईशातपेतस्य विपर्ययोस्मृति तन्मायातो बुध आभजेत तं भक्तैकजेशं गुरुदेवतात्मा. Meaning is clear that bhayam dityad avinishaveta. Fear, why fear comes? Oh, he has given some reasons. We all fear. Really, we want peace of mind and happiness. Holy universe. All these pieces of life. They want you too. So, we want peace of mind and also happiness. But actually we see that this peace of life and happiness is following us like a shadow. When we want to touch your shadow, it will go away. Very far, very far. And when you are going forward, or shadow will
follow you.
This is the nature. Here shadow is Maya. when you want to enjoy Maya, you know Maya? What is the meaning? Perhaps all know. Maya. Oh, like I said, it will go very far away, very far. No happiness. Only
distress.
Distress and sufferings of life. And this suffering of life, we are from generation to generation, from endless
chain
of birth and death. None is happy with Maya. We are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. And He is ocean of Ananda.
Unlimited
happiness.
Happiness and peace. Unlimited. Oh, His container of happiness. His observer of
reservoir
of happiness. Pure happiness, solid. And we are part and parcel of that Supreme Lord. So by nature, institutional,
constitutional
form or stage, really, our body is also of Ananda pure, but that body is transcendental. But anyhow, now you have departed from that Supreme Lord, container of happiness and peace, and also His ocean of Ananda, happiness, and He is Himself Ananda. Himself, happiness. But now, Bhayang vityad avinivisha tasyat ishat api tasya viparjurasmi. But anyhow, we are now departed from that Supreme Lord, ocean of rush, ocean of Ananda, Himself Ananda. And now if we are entangled in illusory Maya. Maya means Maya. The thing which is not, we are seeing like that. All we see or feel from our senses, all are Maya. Rite arthe jatna pratiye. All are illusory Maya. When we departed from, we forget. By any reason, at once Maya came and attacked us. And we were defeated by Maya. And thus, she took us in jail. And what is that jail? Oh, this body and mind. Two jails. One jail in another. This gross body and panch bhavati,
subtle body.
And there, from unlimited time, we are suffering, fearing, and we are never out of. Then he told Parikshit Maharaj, then how we can be out of this endless chain of birth and death and out of Maya? And then he replied, what? Tan Maya to. Oh, from being in Maya. At once you cannot go to Golok Vrindavan. Out of Maya, being Maya, by the help of Vaishnavas, pure Vaishnava, in the association of pure Vaishnava,
you can have a very pure guru. You will have to think that this guru, pure guru, everywhere in Bhagavad where it has been told, for Sadguru, not imitation guru or a guru, kangaroo, not for them, for real guru, Sadguru. So we should take shelter in his lotus feet. And then he will take all charge or all kinds of
responsibility
on him. And then he will tell us to do bhajan of Krishna. First, we should think that Guru is Atma. Atma means Guru Devatatma.
Exalmate.
What meaning?
Like Guru is like my own self.
Yes. Depending solely, being surrendered totally. And then Tang Bhajet. Tang means Supreme Lord, Krishna. And then certainly, like magic, we will be out of Maya and we will see that our transcendental form has come and we are serving Krishna and now taking bath in the endless ocean of Ananda and Rasa. And then we all also, we will be Ananda and also enjoyer of Ananda by serving. So you should try to realize all these things. Not only hearing and
giving up
to other person telling. We'll have to be established in this real satya.
Real truth.
Truth. You should try. I know that we are in Maya. And as much as there is deep Maya, we are far away from Krishna. So only the hope is that, oh, Krishna has sent Sadguru and Vaishnava in this world. I realize this. I'm a third class bogus person. But my Gurudev took me and engaged in this transcendental service. Though it is not real, but yet by body we are practicing. And I realize so happiness. So this is the mission of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the mission of Narada Rishi. This is the mission of Sukadeva Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Guru Varga, and especially Western countries, in Western countries, Swamiji Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. And he ordered me to preach this mission. So I request you all to understand this thing. And you should be established in this. And preach this mission of Guru Parampara to all others. If you are doing yourself, then you are selfless.
Selfish.
So, we should try to be established in this ever truth.
Eternal.
And then preaching. Don't be weak. If you are grihastha, be there. Sthane sthita tanuvang. And if you are
renounced
brahmachari or renounced order sannyasi, don't go down. If you are grihastha, try to be out of grihastha life. After 50, surely. Don't engage your whole life in grihasthas. If you can be a grihastha like Prahlad, like Pandava, then okay. But it is very rare.
Very hard.
I think that in evening class, more will come. And there I will speak for very little. Doctor has advised me not to speak so much. But I have brought with me also influent speakers and high class of devotees like Padmanabha Maharaj, Sar Maharaj, Bhakti Sar Maharaj,
Bhagavat Maharaj.
Bhagavat Maharaj. Oh, more than anyone, Bhagavat, Mahabhagavat. And also Krishna Bhajan Prabhu, Aranya Maharaj. Shyamrani. Not is still coming? Shyamrani is here. Oh, thank you. Oh, Devendra Prabhu. Krishna Das Prabhu. He can sing and
dance.
And also he can give classes also.
And Madhav Maharaj.
Oh. So Vrajanath Prabhu also. So there are so many.
Pundari.
Where is it Pundari?
Over there.
Best among all. Best
here, Pundarik should come and give classes in there and here also. So, I will speak something there and here. Gaur Premai. Now, Krishna Das.
Thus ends the class in the morning of the 3rd of December, 2002, in Moolambar, Australia. Hare Krishna.
In Vrindavan.